The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, it's Professor Danielle Maxwell.
Hello, happy spring break.
Happy spring break almost, yeah.
This is pretty much it. This is my last meeting of the day, yeah. And I don't see this as a meeting, so this is spring break, so happy spring break. Yes.
You have a lot of treats in front of you, but they're not being eaten.
They are not being eaten because Professor Curtis and I are going on a road trip, and I think I'll get hungry during that 3 hours, so yes. I think I'm going to save these snacks for the 3-hour car ride.
Where's your road trip to?
We're going to Boyne for an anniversary trip for the weekend. We planned on skiing, but it will be 50 degrees tomorrow, and then...
It'll be mush. Yeah. You'll be slushing.
And then it's going to freeze to 32, and I really don't want to ski on ice. So yeah, I think we're carving. Just going to like hop around Emmett County, Traverse City area, see what there is.
There's a lot up there.
There's a lot up there.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. And you will be well fed with butter tarts.
With butter tarts from Canada. Yes, butter tarts.
Canadian butter tarts. Yes.
And eventually fudge.
Oh, yeah.
So much fudge.
I mean, once up north starts, wherever that starts, it sounds like Professor Brian Curtis, also from Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, is looking forward to the fudge.
I am, yes.
And why would you not?
And somewhat the daylight savings.
Oh.
No, our cats will sleep in.
Personal cat-related reasons, but we need an extra hour of sleep.
No more 3 a.m.s.
Well, Professor Aaron Bell is here from the Writing Center.
Greetings.
It's director.
Yes. I will also be up like your cats at 3 a.m. today, taking off to travel with the university to Mexico City.
Oh, that's right.
So, bienvenidos. And
Are they going to turn their clocks ahead in Mexico City when you get there?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't even... Yeah, I don't know because I have...
You'd hate to lose an hour of sleep twice in a row.
Right. I'll really be
Nothing
off.
Tequila can take care of.
Well, I don't know that I can do that because altitude sickness. They said that we might want to wait before we indulge. And I'm a hypochondriac, so naturally I'm...
Do you want the formula for...
Yes, I do. Is there a chemical equation or an artistic...
I did aspirin 24 hours prior to.
Okay.
Every 4 hours.
All right.
Really?
Yes. That solved, when I used to go snowboarding out to Colorado, first time out, the altitude sickness almost killed me. Second time around,
really?
Aspirin, yes.
Interesting.
The aspirin regimen helps.
I've been to Denver, ironically enough, to see the Pope for World Youth Day, 1994, and I had no trouble back then. It was really awesome.
Huh.
But I think I looked at it, and I think it's quite a few, it's quite a bit higher.
Yeah.
So I'm a little...
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember the athletes in 68 in the Olympics had a hard time getting used to that.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be an incredible trip no matter what, though.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to, in particular, Xochi Milco because of the canals. And as some of you know, I like the birds. There's going to be some birds.
Some very colorful birds.
Cool birds.
Excited.
I love it. And just back from his tour of the 7 crown heads of Europe.
No, other direction, Matt. Other direction. Hawaii and Arizona.
Professor.
The one crowned head sends her best regards, and that is Miss Diane.
Yes, I was going to say.
Oh, that's great. You saw Diane.
Oh,
she's doing well?
Several times. She's doing great.
Okay, that's great to hear. I'm glad you had a chance to see her. But you obviously had a successful trip, at least from the perspective of the fact that you returned.
Well,
no, that's not successful.
And the photos online.
That's silly.
Yes. No, we did the last morning when it was 88 degrees in Phoenix. We were saying, what are we going back to now?
That's great. And Professor Dave Chow is here, as always.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Yes, exactly. Something about bowling down the middle of the street? What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah, we're going to find... new government officials.
Oh, by seeing if we can hit one with the bowling ball. Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds about right.
They fall over.
Ooh,
they're
I could
elected.
Think of a few good targets.
No, it's random, and I'm sure we could do better.
Oh, my gosh. Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you receive a brand new edition of the ATP coffee mug and an autographed photograph of the professors. Or if you're really lucky, an extra small... Naked Gun, more recent remake, promotional sleeveless t-shirt.
We have 2 of them.
Wow. Yes. I am envious.
We won them at the trivia contest. More details later. If you don't stump the panel, we'll send you an autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We've got one of these kind of interesting scenarios where someone just sent one question, but it's a good one. It's a solid piece of trivia. They noticed a pattern, and they're going to take advantage of it.
Oh, food.
This is from Jose Guzman of Royal Oak, Michigan. Between 1978 and 1981, every Best Supporting Actress Oscar winner had the same initials. What were the initials? And could you name any of the four supporting actresses?
What were the years?
1978 to 1981.
Is it like MS with like Meryl Streep?
It is MS. Okay. You knew that off the top of your head. That's great. So for the record, Meryl Streep was 79.
Mary Steenburgen.
And it was Kramer versus Kramer. Mary Steenburgen was 1980. Melvin and Howard was the name of the film.
Oh, yeah.
Can you do 78 or 81?
Who's another MS?
MS.
Who is the actor in Superman? She did Margot.
Margot Kidder? No,
that's
no,
okay.
No.
How about we go Professor McGonagall?
Oh, oh my goodness. Dame? Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith. For California Suite in 1978. Oh. And All You're Missing is 1981. Okay. Very, very well known. The movie Reds was pretty much a big deal that year. But who was the MS that was the Best Supporting Actress?
MS.
It's a classic one.
Hmm. Michelle?
No.
Mary?
Margaret?
No. Michaela?
Very well known actress, 60s, 70s, 80s. Mary. It was Maureen Stapleton is who it was in Reds. But that is a pretty cool pattern, I got to say, Jose. That's great that you sent those in.
I'm changing my initials.
Feel free
was
to do...
Was MS a guess? Or
it was a total guess. I had no idea.
I mean, Meryl Streep was one of the winners.
I was just thinking of The Devil Wears Prada 2 coming out.
Yes.
May 1st.
So I did this to myself, but I still think it's cool. I said, I wonder if somebody could come up with some questions regarding one of my favorite places in the whole world to go.
Bed?
I think that you all...
It's Clausen. Is it all Clausen
questions? Clausen is a close second.
Okay.
No, it's Costco.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So trivia about
Costco.
In what year and in what city was Costco founded?
Seattle.
It was Seattle, that's right.
But I'm not sure of the year. It's about 25 or 30 years. No,
so see if you can kind of get in the wheelhouse here. Yep.
The 80s?
75.
78.
Actually, it was early 80s. Early 80s.
1983
in Seattle.
Wow.
Costco is the world's largest retailer of three things
as
of 2026.
Chicken.
Wine is one of them.
Number two is chicken.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Be chicken. How about hot dogs?
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs are not on the list. Chicken is number two.
Alcohol, wine.
By the way, just a little side note. 2023, Costco sold 137 million individual birds worth of chicken. That is a lot of chicken. Yeah.
I do worry about the hormones they pump them up with, because those are the fattest chickens ever.
Those are not hormones. That's just
two other things that Costco is the world's largest retailer of.
Toilet paper.
No, I mean, we're going to go through all
the... Bottled water?
No. we're gonna go through all the things. Those double boxes of Honey Nut Cheerios? No, no.
Well, I know that they're the biggest wine retailer in California, which is saying something.
They are, but that's
not
on this
list. Like, there's like a ton of eggs there.
So the truth is, they're both foods.
Okay.
They're both foods.
Croissants.
No. Although those boxes are huge, and they're cheap, man.
Yeah, they are.
Cake. Costco cake.
I was going to say cake, too. But...
So one of the two is something that we actually have a reputation in the Metro Detroit area for over 100 years on importing, because they usually didn't grow in the United States back when they were starting to be imported. If I say companies like Germac.
Pistachios.
Cars,
nuts.
So nuts, cashews in particular.
Okay.
Costco is the world's biggest supplier of, or retailer of cashews.
Huh. They do have those big jars of cashews.
Giant ones, yeah.
The other thing comes from their butcher, so don't think too hard.
Ribs?
Like steak?
Beef. Ground beef?
Prime beef.
Okay.
Prime beef.
Yeah.
Costco, number one in the world.
It's on my shopping list for this weekend.
I'm never feeding that many people at one time.
I really have to know how many cakes they sell, though.
Yeah.
I bet it's up there. Costco, of course, known for its $4.99 rotisserie chicken, unshredded, and $1.50 hot dog combo. How many stores operate globally for Costco?
Including the business centers?
I guess that would qualify.
Can we say above or
280.
100.
We got 280. All right, we're going around the table here.
579.
579. It's like classic Price is Right style. Yeah. Oh, you're going to bet one.
$1.
You say?
$4.54.
$4.54. Brian?
I'm going to guess $3.75.
I mean, you're all very far off. Oh. It's over 800. It's in the low 800s. Wow. That's a lot.
I was not thinking that.
There goes my dollar bid.
Your top selling store, as in by number of items sold, is in the United States. Where is it?
Madison Heights, Michigan.
It is not in Madison. I feel like I'm doing my part, yes. But...
Yes. Your cart was pretty full.
It
was
Chicago?
Yeah, let's go with the Seattle location.
No, I think you need to think more in a, you know, Jim Tubbs travel direction.
Hawaii?
It's Hawaii.
Which one?
Top selling store.
Is it Oahu?
It says somewhere in Hawaii.
Because I was at the one in Kauai, and I was at the, I was at the one in Kailua Kona. Yes.
You
but I was
there.
Not at the one in Honolulu.
We went to the one awesome. In we went to Sam's Club in Honolulu, and that was pretty impressive.
Oh, my God.
I have eaten, in fact, at those two, the one
we
in Kauai and the one
they
one
have really
in...
good pizza.
And the drink options were different.
Mm-hmm. You all are killing me.
And their food is served outside. That's another thing that's different
this one,
and interesting.
The parking garage was on top of the store.
Oh,
so
wow.
You park on top and then go up to the underground store.
Oh,
I
that's
love
nice.
I still remember when my cousins came from China. I met them in San Francisco, and they wanted... Costco pizza.
To go to Costco.
For pizza.
No, well, that's a deal.
It is.
But I'm like going.
We got one of those on the Big Island of Hawaii. And I mean, I had to keep eating it, but we still never finished it.
I have a question. Do they not offer the Supreme there anymore? Because I don't like just the, I don't like the options.
Just
anymore.
Cheese or just pepperoni?
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The cheese is amazing.
That's right. Folks. The Costco stores are massive by square feet. Could you try to get close with the number of how many square feet a standard Costco is?
15,000.
25,000.
I got 15, I got 25.
I'm going to give 12,000.
12,000.
I'd say 15,000.
15,000.
I have no... math is not my thing. 21,000.
Okay. You're all so far off that it's laughable.
Okay.
A standard Costco is 146,000 okay.
Well,
square feet.
It's combined all of our numbers.
Except for one notable Costco.
Madison Heights.
No. Keep guessing, though.
Oh,
you never know. You never know. There is one that is, by design, half as small. In the United States.
Must
where
be in
is
New York
in
City.
Manhattan.
That's a really good guess, but I want you to think less population density.
Like Iowa, somewhere in the middle of Iowa.
How about you think even less population
North
density?
North Dakota.
Utah.
How about even less population?
Alaska.
There we go. It's in Juneau. It's in Juneau, Alaska. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was one there. I would have gone.
I know that because when I worked with the Inupiat in northern Alaska, most people on the flight were doing Costco grocery runs. It was cheaper to get on a plane, fly there, get your groceries, fly back.
Well, because everything's
amazing.
Expensive in
Alaska. Oh, my God. It was $13 a gallon for milk up in the North Slope.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive.
Cheaper to bring the cow.
Honestly.
If you pay attention, then you already know this one. Costco is one of the nation's largest dealers of what? With annual sales of 500,000, basically putting them in the top five for this item that
Chicken.
Is sold.
Tires.
It is not food.
Gas?
You Fire? Say tires, you're close.
Batteries?
Not batteries.
Gas.
I mean, you need to go a little bit bigger.
Big
cars?
Tires.
Cars.
Cars.
Cars?
Costco sells cars. Yes they
well,
do.
Well,
absolutely
negotiate,
they do.
Yeah, they negotiate for you
yep.
with dealers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are what is called a hidden retailer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you ever notice you buy something on Amazon and then suddenly it's not coming from Amazon. It's
right.
coming from some third party. I mean, they arrange for a lot of that. Over 500,000 autos moved annually.
Wow.
Now, the question is what is their most popular car?
That is a good question.
The Tesla.
I got no background.
Oh, there's
that
there's
yet.
So many. I mean, I've gotten a Costco discount on a new car just because they were associated with them.
There you go.
The dealer was associated with them.
Next car.
Next car.
Yes.
Not GM. We're going to go through Costco cars.
About 25% of all Costco sales come from their private label. What is the
Kirkland.
Name?
Kirkland.
Kirkland, which is named after what?
Captain?
Captain Kirk, yeah.
To buy it?
Captain Kirkland? The ripoff Star Trek? Yeah. No, that is
the
not
founder
it.
Of Costco?
It's something in Seattle, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. The technical suburb that Costco is in is in Kirkland outside of Seattle.
And incidentally, they cooperate with other local Seattle things. The Kirkland brand of ground coffee that you buy is actually Starbucks.
It's, right. Really? It's also spectacular. I'm not even a coffee good. Drinker.
It's good.
And I know that that's
good. Yeah, Kirkland coffee is wonderful.
Seriously.
Good to know.
Wait, so it was named after the county?
The city that they're in.
The area.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Out of Seattle. Yeah. Interesting.
The hot dog deal. It's one of the things my middle son, Enzo, loves to talk about because at the very beginning of the pandemic, there were protesters, outside of Costco's. Please don't change the hot dog price. The price of the hot dog and pop combo has been $1.50 since what year?
The start.
83?
No. I mean, it started in 83, so you're close.
85.
It was 85. It's been that way since 1985. Wow. They do not want to change it.
I've been buying them a lot. I tell you what's really embarrassing is when I open my cupboard at home, because for a long time I tended to keep the cup, the refillable cup, and just wash them out and, you know, save them to put something else in. I now have a huge stack of those things, which means I've eaten that many hot dogs.
Do we need an intervention, Jim? Do we need an intervention?
We have hot dog Tuesdays in the summer. We've eaten a lot of hot dogs
in our
apartment. Oh, that
is true. You should bring them, and we can, like, upcycle them, and, like,
and
you can embellish them.
Exactly.
That is a lot of hot dogs.
I don't think in particular my father-in-law would have a problem with me mentioning. I know my mother-in-law will, but I'm going to say it anyway. Every once in a while we're visiting is like, oh, your father, she would say to my my wife or me, took me out to lunch the other day. Costco again. Uh-huh.
That's great. Well, my mother loved Costco hot dogs, so that was an easy thing.
I mean, we have lunch on Sundays at Costco,
Not on the list, but in the independent Consumer Reports, guys, rated taste test, the Costco all-beef hot dog is number one almost every single
year.
They are incredible.
Oh, I also have to tell you that the soft-serve ice cream is now not vanilla and chocolate, but vanilla and mint. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
that's a controversial choice.
Yes.
And it's good mint.
It looks like it's really good.
Hmm. I get the swirl.
It tastes terrible for those who are observing Lent.
Just stop. globally popular Costco is 75% of households in this country are Costco members. It's not the United States.
Switzerland.
It's not Switzerland.
China?
75%.
Sweden. Norway.
You're getting close.
Finland.
Denmark. Canada.
Think more island-like.
The UK?
Somewhere? Ireland.
Fiji?
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Great Britain?
You're only one letter off with Ireland.
Iceland?
Iceland.
Iceland.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Well, they're all living around Reykjavik, and Reykjavik has Costco.
75% of the country are Costco members.
I aspire to be that country, though.
It's like you're writing like a cop drama. It's like, we need to hunt this guy down. All right, let's look up his Costco membership.
I mean, that's still less than the membership at any local Costco in this country, probably.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Unique accommodations. There's a Costco in Lancaster, Pennsylvania that has a special parking stall. Why does it?
For the
Amish.
For
the horses.
For the Amish horses. Yes, that's right. So
they're not,
shop at Costco.
They're not out busy doing donuts on the front lawn.
Very slow donuts.
Can you go fill it up? Go to the gas station, fill up the horse?
If we take the full data set of every Costco on earth, across every product, there is one product that they sell the most of. What is number one on Costco's
chicken
best-selling list?
It's not chicken.
No, it's not chicken. It's not chicken. I believe that Professor Bell might have already mentioned
the paper towels or the
toilet paper.
Toilet paper, yes.
Bringing
toilet
back
paper.
Those big pandemic memories.
Over a billion rolls sold on average annually. Wow. That is a lot.
Now, is that 2-ply, 3-ply, 1-ply?
That's a lot
of
wiping.
Well, whatever it is, you got to buy it in that brick the size of a VW Bug. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So it's a fantastic brick.
Yes. Way to do it.
That's why.
That's why my cart looks so full. I had the paper towel in it.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
And the case of water.
Mm-hmm. A Costco in China was so crowded on its 2019 opening day, something happened.
They had to shut down.
They had to close within an hour.
Wow.
Wow.
People were excited. Like, wow, I don't even know what to,
They're excited about those hot dogs. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That always sort of brings to mind the videos taken when when Walmart opens its doors at 5 a.m. on Black Friday. Yeah. Black Friday. Mm-hmm.
Mind you, only a billion people
down on the way in.
So how many Costcos are in China now?
That's a good question. We'll have to. We're going to need a second set of
Costco questions.
Yes. Mind you, we're not going to get Sam's Curtis Club questions, are we? Yeah. I mean,
no, I think we're going to keep it pure. We're going to keep it pure. This is a very interesting one. As of 2024, only 3 U.S. states do not have a Costco. Oh. Let's see if we can even get one of them.
Arkansas,
Iowa,
Idaho,
North Dakota, South Dakota.
Maine,
Delaware.
If I say
Vermont,
the smallest state, Rhode Island. Say
Rhode Island
is one of them. There's an extremely mountainous state where it would be hard to get that kind of a footprint.
Idaho?
East Coast.
Oh.
New Hampshire?
Washington? Mm-mm.
Connecticut.
Maine?
Oh, East Coast. That's West.
Oh, West Virginia.
West Virginia does not have
a Costco. Charleston doesn't have a Costco.
Does not have a Costco.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I think someone said it. I'm sorry. I'm processing very slowly right now. Even if you didn't. Ironically, the one of the biggest square states out there, Wyoming, apparently does not have a Costco. My niece sent me a meme the other day that was, did you know the population of Wyoming is smaller than all the other 49 states combined? And I'm like, yes, that makes sense.
I did know that. Wrong logic.
Symbolic
logic. Where is our Beth when we need her?
The big reveal, I think this is one of those classic, like, did you know kind of things from before the pandemic. A product at Costco basically won in a blind taste test versus some of the most highly priced items in the world. What
wine?
Was
wine.
It?
Wine
is a good guess.
Salad dressing.
In the wheelhouse with wine.
Different tequila. Different alcohol.
Rum. Coffee.
Beer, booze, vodka.
Vodka. It was their vodka.
Right. Kirkland's vodka?
I have no idea what it tastes like.
Uh-huh. I've never tried
so
that.
So we're going to do it. ATP taste testing.
Oh, my word.
We'll just get a bunch of vodkas. So we'll try it out on a Friday. It'll be great.
I have a 3 a.m. flight, so hey, let's just...
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever.
You all are killing me
here. We have a budget
here
for that, right? Mm-hmm. Vodka taste testing.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to get you there, but I'll do the best that I can. The founder of Costco, Jim Sinegal, stated in the past that his favorite item they've ever sold was what? I mean, I don't even know how to guide you. It is a gardening item, if that makes
soil?
Any sense. Not soil?
The bulbs.
Like a lawnmower.
Nope.
A whistle pig.
Ooh.
It was not a whistle pig.
Oh.
Fences? Like Costco fencing?
Fencing is a good guess. That's not it.
A John Deere.
It's super
something.
Lame.
It's
think of the
shovel?
Lamest garden thing you can think of.
A glove?
A hat.
A hose.
A gnome. It's got to be a gnome.
Hose is close.
A watering can.
Something that goes with a hose?
The handle thing?
Squirter?
The nozzle,
That was the exciting thing. Really
how many settings did it have to be this incredible?
This gives us some ideas.
Did it have like 20 settings or something?
Exactly.
It serves up the vodka.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Oh, this makes sense now, yeah.
You know, and I remember this actually because I'm old enough now that I can remember when like Price Clubs sort of came on the scene and became like a really big deal. Mr. Bulky on Woodward there, at least for a little while.
Oh, my gosh,
right?
Mr. Bulky.
Remember Mr. Bulky?
Not at all.
That's okay. Costco was extremely regional until 1993, but they bought out another company that gave them their national presence back in 93. Do you remember what it was called? They bought out. I blew it. I told you the name of it without even saying it, but see if you can figure it out anyway.
They bought out Mr. Bulky?
No, they didn't. Oh. No, not Mr. Bulky. That was just memories of the 80s in Metro Detroit.
All right.
Mr. Bulky was a very cool store where you walked in and there were like 100 literal barrels.
And you literally just stuck
your hand in and grabbed
like
gummy worms.
That's like,
you were not supposed to stick your hand in there.
No, that was like,
that's what the
they have
the
one in Ann Arbor. It's like
if the scoop is missing, you have to just stick.
Pull up a chair and eat.
They have one in Ann Arbor still. It's called By the Gallon or something like that. Yeah, it's very fun.
So what was the name of it? I basically already said it.
Something
but it's
Wholesale
not Mr.
Club?
Bulky. No, but you're close. It was called Price Club. It was the Costco of the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
And they basically bought them all up and everything. That was fun. I'm glad I put those together. Everybody really got animated when I said we had questions about Costco.
We love Costco.
I love Costco. I have to tell you, sometimes on a Saturday afternoon, I just go to Costco to try some samples and look at the people that are pushing and pushing and pushing all through the store.
Or standing
trying
and
to
staring.
Go through the line on a Saturday afternoon is no. I don't try that. But
when we first got married, we actually had a Sam's Club and a Costco membership.
Oh my gosh.
So we tried both.
So like, did we?
I did it
and
one
like,
time.
Sam's Club. There's something about it. It's like. Just doesn't feel right in the air. It's like
it's the hot dog and the chicken.
Yeah, it's like
I
going
read
to
an article in the Wall Street Journal probably 20 years ago now that compared what people got paid and what benefits they got.
Oh, yeah.
True, too. Yeah, that is very
and that
true.
Was the day I switched my membership from Sam's Club to Costco.
It's night and day.
Well, it's like Borders and Walden's. I mean,
exactly. You know, we have just enough time left that I think it would be kind of a fun imponderable to say. You're wandering through Costco one day and you found something that you never thought you were going to find. What would it be? What's the memory that you have? I could think of all. Oh, Aaron's ready.
I'm so glad this made it into the conversation because I actually don't go to Costco anymore because of buying things like this. It was a red swingline stapler.
Oh my gosh.
The exact one for folks who have seen Office Space. I was like, oh my God, that's a stapler. So that was a thing where I was like, I didn't need a stapler at all. There's staplers everywhere, but it was so elegant and that's what I found in Costco, and that's my special.
And that keeps you from going back when you find such delightful things there?
No, my anxiety does. It's just like too much for me.
Oh, it is a lot. It that's is. For
just
sure.
Just gotta go early
overload.
In the morning. That's all.
That's what my husband tells me, but I mostly send him there because the stapler was just the icing on the cake. There were many other frivolous purchases of Uniball pens, for example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So.
I mean, my story isn't even about finding anything, but when I'm shopping there with my wife several months ago, they hadn't started the whole, you know, special group that can come at 9 yet. And the woman is wandering through this forest, just this giant, like, Civil War battlefield of carts waiting to check out, you know? And she comes over and sees us, and she stands, and she looks at us with her clipboard. She's like, if you join this thing, then you never have to do this ever again. And didn't even get us to sign anything, just walked away. And I'm like, that is the greatest advertising I've ever heard. Like, you're in the thick of it at that moment. And my wife walked right over to the info desk and got us that level of membership. And now we go at 9 when basically less crazies are
there. I had the executive membership and never used it by going early.
Oh, really?
Because I'm just not up early.
It's okay. It's hard to go to a Costco.
I wish they would
like
stay late, actually.
Exactly. If they were open 24/7 or at least 24 on weekends.
Except I respect the fact that they want to give their workers
good
hours.
They can hire us night owls.
I respect the fact that they're closed.
Dave, you'd be there 2 or 3 a.m.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course.
Incredible. All I know about Costco is if you see something you want, you better get it right then.
That's true.
They could never come
Chobani
back.
Chobani yogurts. The drinkable Chobani. Yes.
They were
gone for a few weeks. So we're stuck with the cups. And they came back the other day. So we're
they do have this air fryer I really want right now. It's the Ninja Crispy 5-in-1.
Oh, I know that one.
It's currently on sale for the
month
of March.
We've been thinking about it too, so.
They have a lot of good book sales, too.
They do. I love their
really
books.
Really good books.
Yeah. So many good books.
By the pound.
All of y'all need to read Project Hail Mary, by the way. The movie comes out this month. It's a fantastic
what
book.
What movie?
Project Hail Mary.
Yeah,
I'm almost done with the book. It is fantastic.
Oh.
It is amazing.
I'm so sorry, Profs. I knew that this was going to be a good conversation. It always pains me to cut you off, but the time has come to say goodbye, Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Aaron.
Goodbye.
Brian.
See you later.
And Danielle.
Adios.
Now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.